With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Major victory for America in a 6-3 ruling. Supreme Court ruling states can cut off Medicaid money for Planned Parenthood. South Carolina argued no public money should go to the high-profile abortion provider. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the White House welcomes that ruling.
The president has always maintained that Americans should not be forced to violate their conscience and their religious liberty by having their tax dollars fund abortions, and we're glad the Supreme Court ruled on that side.
Florida Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamick says her office is evacuated due to imminent death threats against her, her unborn child, family, and staff.
The Wall Street Journal published an article on Sunday where Representative Kamick shared the challenges she faced getting treatment for a life-threatening ectopic pregnancy in May of 2024. She is pregnant again and is due in the summer. Since the article was published, Kamick said in a Wednesday post on X, quote, "We've received thousands of hate-filled messages and dozens of credible threats from pro-abortion activists, which law enforcement is actively investigating." Kamick opposes abortion and co-chairs the House Pro-Life Caucus. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says he's hoping for a weekend vote on the Big Beautiful Bill, but says the wheels turn slowly on Capitol Hill.
A lot of the voting will happen on Saturday, at least and we'll see. I mean, we're waiting for all the birdbath rulings, which are taking a lot longer because the Democrats are contesting and challenging pretty much everything.
The South Dakota lawmaker says it will take a lot of hard work to get the measure passed, but he tells Salem Radio Network it is worth the effort.
If we can get this done, it'll be a huge win for the American people. I mean, this is the biggest spending reduction in history, tax relief for working Americans, commitment to energy dominance, modernizing our military, securing our border. This really is the president's agenda.
And this is SRN News. Most churches are not really all that big when it comes to discipline.
There is a debate going on in Christian circles these days about such topics as church membership covenants and spiritual abuse. But a new poll from Lifeway Research seems to suggest that a lot of congregations are adopting a light touch. 70% of mainline Protestant pastors tell Lifeway that no member of their church has ever been formally disciplined during their tenure or before. Nearly 50% of evangelical clergymen say the same. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A pastor says the hand of God prevented a mass shooting in his Detroit area church last Sunday. Our man was struck by a pickup truck and fatally shot by a security staff member before he could enter and attack more than 100 people in the church. Pastor Bobby Kelly says he had met the gunman before, but the man was not a member of the church. This is SRN News. Lisa Dwyer reports on the latest ruling by a federal judge in New York keeping the Job Corps program alive.
Job Corps aims to help teenagers and young adults who struggle to finish traditional high school and to find jobs. The program provides tuition-free housing at residential centers, training, meals, and health care. The judge wrote that once Congress has passed legislation stating that a program like Job Corps must exist and sets aside funding for that program, that the Department of Labor is not free to do as it pleases. The lawsuit, brought by the National Job Corps Association, is supported by the attorneys general of 20 states. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A federal judge has sided with Facebook parent Meta Platforms in dismissing a copyright infringement suit, that from a group of authors accusing the company of stealing their works to train its artificial intelligence technology. More details at srnnews.com.